from back in the day. I mean, the stories are just amazing. And this woman right here on the phone with us, Leslie, your name was brought up by every single person that either called in with a story. If it was a story from listening back in the day, it was always, oh, man, Leslie and Hound Dog. If it was people that we actually, you know, that worked here, it was Leslie Fram, Leslie. You are a superstar.
I spent many, many, many years at WABB. As you know, guys, this is my first big radio gig, so most of the 80s, I was at ABB for 13 years, and if you find any pictures, I guarantee in every one of those pictures, I have big hair.
Yeah, I've even seen YouTube videos, actually.
Very big. And, you know, we used to do a TV show, too. Did you know that?
Yeah, no. that's with Uncle Henry. With Uncle Henry. That's what I actually came across one of those YouTube videos the other day. It was awesome. He was asking you about being the programming director at WABB and the songs you were playing.
Yeah, Uncle Henry and I had a blast together. We did a little TV show. We did a dating game together. I'm sure that I'm going to listen to some of these stories that you were talking about, and it will refresh my memory because there are probably a lot of things that I have forgotten. But working there had to have been, like, probably one of the most memorable times of my entire career. Listen, if it hadn't been for Bernie Dittman, I wouldn't even have had a radio career. I mean, he took a major chance on me. I was, you know, a young kid that had very little radio experience. I was just big music fan, kind of a radio geek, and he hired me, and he would have told you to this day that he raised me from a pup. That's what he used to tell people all the time.
There's so many stories when it comes to Bernie, and the coolest part about Bernie, and it's hard to get into this business to date, and it was hard apparently back then also, but Bernie, it seems like there were so many stories about him stepping out and finding people that had a passion for it, and he found so many. You were actually born and raised right here at Fairhope, right?
Yes, I was raised in Fairhope. I'm the only Southerner in my family. Went to the University of South Alabama, but the entire time I was at school, I was at ABB. I started doing midnight to 6, and then I did every shift imaginable there. And then, of course, you heard the stories about Leslie and the Hound Dog. We did afternoon drive. But it really was Bernie taking a chance on me, A, to hire me to go on the air, and then making me music director, and then eventually program director. And I've told so many people this, and I've said it in so many interviews, Bernie was like a second father to me. I spent more time with Bernie, and true story, he was the first person in the building every day outside of the morning show and the last person to leave at night. And being around somebody that had that much passion about radio, it really formed my career. I mean, as a mentor, his work ethic, his passion, there was no one like him. And one of the proudest moments of my life was being able to come back and see Bernie Dittman being inducted into the Alabama Broadcasters Hall of Fame. It was, I'm telling you guys, it was a moment.
Now, for all of you that don't know, Leslie Fram works here. How many years were you here?
I was there 13 years, and then I went to Atlanta.
And then Atlanta took you. You've worked in the top cities, what most of us in radio dream of working in. You've worked in almost basically all of them.
I've been very lucky to, have found small companies that, you know, are really about radio. And as you guys know, it has changed a lot, but there are still the small operators out there that are all about radio. They really are about talent and being local and, you know, letting the DJs be the curators and doing local promotions like you talked about. I mean, we would do promotions in Mobile or anywhere on the Gulf Coast, and hundreds of people would show up because we did fun things, you know. I know you just went through Mardi Gras. We used to take a cherry picker and broadcast live all weekend, Fat Tuesday and Joe Kane Day. We did stunts like that all the time. We had, you know, the Reverend Al Green married a couple 100 feet in the air in a cherry picker. I mean, everything was so, I mean, just theater of the mind, kind of like the early MTV days, just things that people would talk about forever.
It's been surreal, literally surreal, to hear all the stories. And as you put it best, and I think the words were the best for what you're going to hear throughout the day today, is celebrating the memories.
It really is. And I think, you know, I have to thank people that listen, the listeners all over the Gulf Coast, because, you know, without that support, you can't be a radio station. And people supported us, and as sad as it is that the radio station is going away, I mean, at least we have all these memories that we can take with us. And, you know, that to me is just very special. And I have to thank the whole Dittman family. Betsy Dittman is one of my best friends. Judy Dittman is an amazing person. They believed in being local and having that localism that you just don't get. And I know that the Gulf Coast is going to miss the radio station dearly. And by the way, if Gary Mitchell is listening, when I was a young kid listening to radio in my room at night, my form of entertainment, way before the internet, I used to call Gary Mitchell almost on a daily basis and request Paul McCartney songs.
Paul McCartney.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you're going to have to play a Paul McCartney. We're going to have to work that into the end of the day and make sure we play a Paul McCartney. And we'll put it, like, from Leslie Fram to Gary Mitchell.
Oh, man, I just wanted to say I grew up with you guys, and I'm going to miss you guys. And I was wondering if any of y'all had any jobs lined up so I could follow y'all.
Yeah. After Wednesday, what do you start? Thursday, Blondie? Blondie starts at Hooters on Thursday, and then Nick will be dancing at a place out in Sims.
Yeah. I'll be at the one in Theodore, the Hooters in Theodore.
The Tillman's Corner one? That's actually a nice one.
Why I'm going there.
I'm turning my weekend job into a full-time job.
High heels and a choke collar will be on Nick in Sims. When you take high heels and a choke collar to Sims, like, that's a party. That's entertainment.
It's going
to
be a good time.
Sounds like it, man. Yeah. Awesome.
Q-Tip, what are you doing again?
I have no idea. I don't have anything. I'm going to be a truck driver.
Oh,
I'm going to haul mulch.
That sounds awesome. Be that creepy guy that parks on the on-ramp.
Exactly. I'm going to drive around.
On the ramp.
What's that?
He's going to have a sign. I saw a guy on the side of the road the other day. He just had a sign that said exit. That's all he had.
That may be what we're doing, too. We're going to try to. Hey, I'll tell you what. This is legit. Okay.
All right.
And we all need to write this down and say we'll do this. If we're not back on the radio very quickly, we'll make it entertaining for everybody else by doing things like that. We'll go out and we'll stand on the... You may see, because we can't look ourselves. We're going to have to, you know, go into character. You may see some guy standing in the middle of airport, whether it's in Pensacola or Mobile, and they'll be holding some goofy sign. Everybody... And the best part is every radio station will be talking about it, but little do they know who that person is.
It will be you.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Oh, that's awesome.
So
I'm
going
to start making special trips to Mobile just to see if I see y'all.
Well, no, we may be doing it in Pensacola. You know?
I'm in Mississippi.
Well, hey, no, we're not going to Mississippi.
Yeah.
Screw that.
Yeah,
I'll go. My girlfriend works over there.
Oh, see? Awesome.
Mm-hmm. No, what part of Mississippi are you in?
I live in Moss Point. I work in Goshen, though.
We don't consider that Mississippi. I consider that the Gulf Coast or Alabama. Well, you know, I do.
It's not Alabama.
I consider it Alabama.
It's right there.
No, it's not, dude. I am Mississippi born and bred.
Mississippi born
Mississippi.
And bred. So you're probably like a big Faith Hill fan when it comes to country music because she's got that Mississippi girl.
She's all right.
She's all right.
I just like to say Mississippi.
Wow. See, this is what I'm going to miss. What the hell are we going to do after tomorrow? So, hey, thank you for the call, Jen.
No problem, man. I'm super sad.
Where do you work?
I work at the Singing River Mall. I'm security.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
It's pretty tough.
No. No, I hate to say that. Yeah, it's a great place to work.
That's awesome. Well, thank you for your call, and hey, you never know. If we don't find a job soon, you may be trying to chase us and tackle us in the mall for whatever Nick just pocketed.
I would love if you guys came. Yeah.
All right.
That would be awesome.
Well, thank you for your call, okay?
No problem. Good luck to y'all.
WABB.
I mean, I used to win prizes when I was like 6th, 7th, 8th grade, staying up, you know, before cell phones, dialing WABB's number over and over and over, winning movie tickets and concert tickets and T-shirts and CDs. And, you know, it was a contest between me and my friends, you know, seeing how many tickets we could win off WABB, how many T-shirts we could get. And it's just crazy that, you know, my daughter has won things, you know, off of there, and she's 16 now, and... I have a 4-year-old little boy who sings all the songs off of WABB.
Okay, I thought you were going to tell me the 4-year-olds won things over there, too.
No, but he listens while we're in the car every day.
That's cool. Well, thank you so much for listening, and thank you. Thank you.
Oh, no, thank you. Thank y'all very much.
Hey, this is Rob Williams, WABB in the Dittman School of Broadcasting, 73, 74, and 75. My first job out of high school, oh my gosh, it was a big deal that we were playing Al Green and Stevie Wonder. And yeah, this is the radio station that Jimmy Buffett came to, and the previous music director had said, son, you need some saxophones in your music. Well, I missed Buffett then, but we caught him at Ladd Stadium. But WABB has been a part of Mobile like no other radio station ever has been or ever will be. In fact, I thought the battleship would be gone before WABB took off. So for all of us who rocked and rolled over all these years and played the hits, it's been fun. Keep on rocking.
WABB, Mobile. Hi again, everybody. This is Ron Reams. Back in 1982, I came to work at WABB, mostly on the AM, but a little bit on the FM. Everybody back then knew me as young Ron Reams. The reason for that was David Page, who was the news director at the time, gave me that moniker. It was a lot of fun working here at the station. I did serious work, of course, as a news person, but when you come in the doors, you can't help but have a lot of fun when the people in the area and the people in the building are having fun. And we did that every day while I was here at WABB. I think we're coming to, as it's been said, the end of an era, because there are so many generations in the Mobile area and along the Gulf Coast who have grown up with this radio station. The music didn't always stay the same. It grew as well. But people have some great memories. And as I heard Q-Tip say the other day, music has a way of emoting emotions. And you think about things that you were doing at the time that you heard music. And it's great to hear some of the old songs we're hearing as we get ready to wrap it up here at WABB. But I just want to say to everybody out there, you know, life goes on. We're going to continue to have everything going here along the Gulf Coast. I'm just sorry that some of my friends here at WABB won't be heard anymore. But I hope for all of you the very best. And I hope that you'll continue to listen to your radio, because that's what it's all about. Doesn't go away, you know, and I hope you'll continue to support radio, because it's very important, even though we've got modern technology and you can get internet and so forth. Keep listening to that local radio, because that's one of the things that will keep you informed. And, of course, that'll keep people employed. And that's a good thing. Y'all have a great day or a good night. See you next time.
Hey, you're tuned in to WABB, and I'm Michael Stewart. I was lucky enough to have two terms here, 1984 to 1987 as Marathon Mike, and then Michael Stewart from 1991 to 1995. I worked with Leslie and the Hound Dog, Wild Bill Hooper, all versions of the Goofy White Boys, Paul Fuller, Bill Evans, Chris Smith, Trey Matthews. I worked with Hot Ron Anthony, Woody Ryder, Kevin Peterson. News greats like David Page, Ron Reams, Kathy Richardson, and so many others. And, of course, the number one man himself, Bernie Dittman. And I'm going to tell you something right now. There will never, ever be another guy like Bernie Dittman. Hey, since we're kind of going back in time here, this was one of my favorites to play back in 1986. Here's Huey Lewis in the news on Mobile's 100,000-watt blowtorch, WABB 97 FM.
WABB FM 97, the Gulf Coast 100,000-watt blowtorch.
My favorite people are no longer going to make me laugh in the morning. That's what I look forward to, my Starbucks coffee and my WABB peoples.
How long have you been listening?
Well, I'm 44 and as far back as I can remember.
Name some of the people that you can remember from right here at WABB.
Well, definitely Marathon Mike, Goofy Morning Guys. I mean, I can remember all of them.
I've heard so many stories about Marathon Mike.
That's because he was like the cutest thing back in the day, and all the girls was crazy about him. If he came to your school, I mean, that meant you've done something.
WABB.
One had an opportunity to win a Jeep Liberty, and I came on down and got my key, and they split the line in the middle, and I wound up having to go to the end of the line, and where they split it, I was about two people away from being able to try my key, and I didn't get it. I didn't get to because the girl won.
So you're still bitter that you didn't win the Jeep Liberty back in the day?
A little bit.
I'm bitter you didn't win the Jeep Liberty back in the day. You deserve that Jeep Liberty.
I did. I know. I needed that car.
I love it.
Wanted
I agree.
It so bad. And then I'm also bitter because my mom threw away my Hayback Astor shirt. Absolutely loved the show throughout the years. And my son's sitting here and he's telling me, it's not fair. I only got to listen for 8 years. He really was like, I wish I could have listened for 20 years, Mama. Well, son, you know, Mama's really upset about this.
Well, Crystal, thank you so much for the call.
WABP FM 97, the Gulf Coast 100,000-watt blowtorch.
I'm going on 49 years old and always listen to the top 40, sadly to say, y'all would probably think that I was a big Osmond fan, and my parents listened to, you know, country, and I was looking for something that played it, and tuned in to something that would play the Osmonds, fell in love with the Bee Gees. It goes way back. And I love it all. That's the thing about it. I've always been a top 40 person. I like whatever y'all playing. I love it. I moved away in 1981, married a military man, come home in 2002, I think it was, and that was the first station I tried to look up to make sure y'all are still there. The saddest thing about it is that my old stereo only has one preset, and it is y'all. And I'm thinking, oh, crap, I'm going to have to get me a new receiver now because I can't play anything else. Well, thank you so very much for all the music y'all played for my whole life. I've enjoyed every bit of it.
I've listened to y'all since I was 7, and I'm 21 now. And every morning when I go to work, I'm an assistant manager at Papa John's over here. And every morning I listen to Screwy News, and I listen to y'all when I'm running the bank deposits. I mean, it's just, it's not going to be the same without y'all.
Disco Woods on WABB 97 FM.
WABB FM 97. Some people just don't get it.
Hey, this is Kane again on 97.5 WABB. Again, I did middays for quite a while here. I worked from 1998 to about 2003, 2004. And part of that was me doing traffic reports in the morning show. And I remember there was one time in Daphne, I was driving the Black Jimmy. And this thing was an old, old truck. Had a lot of issues. But I was doing a live report. And I believe at the time it was Matt and Jay. And as I was on the air, a lady in a Mustang cut me off. And I flipped the Jimmy live on the air. And those guys said, well, what happened? What happened? Are you okay? I said, yeah, but I flipped the car, and believe it or not, didn't cuss. So that's one of the cool things. And one other thing I remember, you speaking of cuss words, and sometimes that happens on the air, played a song from Everlast, What It's Like. Just getting off the air, about 2:45, Jeff Jordan and I were talking, and then down the hallway, here comes intern Jason. He's running. Dude, I just heard the F word on the air. I said, are you serious? And I played the unedited version, and I've been told that because of that, Pablo says to this day that I was one of the main reasons why there's edited music on WABB. For that, I apologize. Enjoy the rest of the afternoon up to midnight. This is still the number one hit music station, 97.5 WABB.
I want to tell y'all, I'm so sad that y'all are not going to be on the air no more. I've been listening to y'all for a lot of years. I'm 43, so I've been listening to y'all for a long time. There's not one part that I didn't like at all over the years. It's just been great.
WABB, FM 97, a Gulf Coast radio legend.
WABB. WABB 97 FM. We're wearing green underwear. Are you?
Gary Mitchell. WABB.
I rise each day at 4 a.m. when all my neighbors are asleep. I brush my teeth and comb my hair, and out into the dark I creep. Through empty streets I drive along. By 6 o'clock I'm going strong. Just call me Mitchell in the morning. You know you'll never catch me on it. Just tune in, Mitchell in the morning. On 97 FM. and 1480 AM. Oh, yeah. I'm on the air with David Page. I have to listen to his lip. And I know just how Kathy feels when she calls David Dip. I'm into my athletic briefs. And Biff and Granny give me grief. Just call me Mitchell in the morning. You know you'll never catch me on it. Just tune in Mitchell in the morning. On 97 FM and 1480 AM. Oh, yeah. Just call me Mitchell in the morning. You know you'll never catch me on it. Just tune in Mitchell in the morning. On 97 FM and 1480 AM. Oh, yeah. Oh, 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 oh. You know you'll never catch me on it. Just
I was 10 when I started listening to y'all, and that was in 1973, and I am so, so sad. I just moved back down here, and when I heard it, I almost started crying, because y'all have always been around. Y'all going to be missed so much.
You're truly WABB.
WABB, FM 97, banging out the hits and making your tweeters throb.
My name is Lisa Peterson, and I met my husband, Kevin, September the 8th, 1989. He was actually working at WABB, and he worked from 10 at night to 2 in the morning. At the time, his name was Woody Ryder on WABB, and he was working a remote at the Ramada Inn. I happened to be in town. I had just finished training to be a flight attendant, and I was intrigued, so I asked him for his phone number, and he was very cautious, so he gave me the radio station's 1-800 number, so I would just call him when he was on the air. And he actually decided to meet me on his turf. He told me I could come up to the studios when he was on the air and meet him. Went up to the studios that night, knocked on the door, and sat in the studio with him and talked to him. Flew back the next day to Miami to work and basically walked through the doors and told my roommates that I was in love. We actually got engaged December 31st. WABB was hosting the New Year's Eve party down at the Riverview Plaza at the time. And he was working, and we went, and he proposed to me that night at midnight, and we got married July 14th. So, and we've been married this July, will be 22 years, and 3 kids later.
WABB 97 FM.
WABB, WABB FM Mobile.
From WABB Mobile, Jerry King.
Right
at WABB.
Yeah.
You better believe it, baby. Right. Kicking off the one-on-one weekend at 3 o'clock Friday. It's your chance to win the movie soundtrack. Jerry King in the Nighttime. 803 with your request to tune this hour. Hallelujah Day. Started out dancing and ended up boogieing. WABB. Wish I could end up like that every night. 8:06 in the Nighttime with Jerry and the Mobile Chapter of the National Organization of Women. Now, we'll hold a meeting Tuesday night. That'll be, the next Tuesday night at 7:30 p.m. in room 214 of USA's University Center. Topic of discussion, ERA. And everybody's welcome.
Shotgun Willie's, Highway 90, across from Skyline Country Club.
WABB. Solid Gold from 1974. Gloria Maldon, Midnight
at the Oasis.
Midnight at the Oasis.
WABB, sweetness.
WABB.
All the good hits to you. 8-11 in the night time with Gary, 433-1000 or 433-2300. And if you want to hear, you let me know about it. It's Baby, something new. Isn't it time at 1480? WABB, where you have a chance to win Ron Coe's Love Rock album anytime you call the hit line. As requested, Foreigners, you're cold as ice.
You're as cold.
Black Betty, Jerry King in the nighttime at 8:20. Gulf Coast weather, cold tonight with a low of 40, sunny and mild tomorrow. Fair and warmer on Saturday. Now the high tomorrow will be up around 70. Low tomorrow night about mid-40. Right now, fair skies and 52 degrees.
JCPenney, celebrating their 75th anniversary with a gigantic sale. JCPenney's 75th anniversary sale in Bel Air Mall.
WABB.
Sean Cassidy at 8:33 in the night time. Jerry King. When you request at 433-1000 or 433-2300. It's mind bending. Stillwater.
Yours truly, WABB.
Gary Mitchell. WABB.
Have you been stepping out on me? Mark Lindsay, Paul, you're the boss. Right? That's the one that got it started. The big shot is stepping out, 834. WAB ball fun time from the boss, WABB.
Scott Shannon.
I said, hey.
Neil Diamond.
Hey.
Got to be a strong one.
Hey.
New Orleans.
Come on, everybody, take a trip with me.
WAB ball fun time on Scott Shannon's program for Mobile's great radio station, WABB. Right, Clyde?
Your elephant is loose again.
Nah, I hope not.
Funny.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog.
WABB.
WABB. More music, much more awesome, sweet, hot, former good guy, pick hit, Joe Simon, number 13.
I've been searching so long, I thought that love would never come up.
This is Scott Shannon, WABB award-winning 2020 News. The state liquor store in 8 Mile was robbed this evening about 6:15.
By shopping this year at Gulf Coast. Gulf Coast Jewelry and Specialty Company.
WABB weather.
Just ahead of much more music, I have mostly cloudy skies, a forecast of cooler weather with scattered rain. The high today was 66, high tomorrow 64, low tonight 51. Currently it's 5959. This is Scott Shannon.
WABB.
WABB, it's 8:45. WAB ball fun time. Don't forget tomorrow morning, 9 o'clock on the Boss, it's the Mac Allen Show.
That man is a gibbering ape.
Well, I should hope so.
Scott Shannon.
Good morning, WABB.
Bernard Dibman, please.
One moment, please.
Thank you.
Hello.
Is this Mr. Dibman?
Yes.
Mr. Dibman, this is Kyle Orton over here at Georgia Carpet Outlet. How are you?
Yeah, how are you?
Good, good. You guys were replacing the floor?
Yes.
Well, I've got your tile here.
Okay. As a matter of fact, my sales manager was headed out that way with a sample of it.
Oh, well, we've already got the
okay,
tile.
Okay, good.
We've already got tile here for you.
Okay.
It's black and white.
Black and white? No, yeah, we don't use black and white. We use a gray.
Well, I thought we were told it was black and white, and I was calling to tell you that we were having a problem getting that tile. So what we've done is we've done the best we could, and we got kind of a purple and white.
Who is this?
My name is Kyle Orton at Georgia Carpet Outlet.
Okay, well, the sales manager is on his way out there, who set this up with you originally, so why don't you talk with him when he gets there?
Well, you know, it's a special order, Mr. Dimon. We can't, we've already got it. We can't send it back. No, seriously.
You can't send what back?
The tile we've already got.
Well, you can't put black and white tile in there when we have gray tile all over the building.
Well, it's actually not black and white. We couldn't get the black and white tile that you ordered.
I didn't order black and white tile. We had, first of all, we didn't want the whole floor done. You know, we had some extra tile when we did the floor here.
Right.
And the guy that did it went ahead and decided he didn't like it and he wanted to do something else.
Like, yeah, well, I understand that. But what am I going to do with this tile that I've got here?
With your black and white tile?
It's actually like a plum color and white.
Yeah, who is this talking?
You know, we've never gotten you.
We love you, Bernie.
We knew this was our only chance.
You guys.
You have been cranked, my man, Jay and Jared.
Well, you shouldn't have done that, you know.
I know, payday's coming up.
I knew something was wrong when you were talking about that black and white towel.
It was
purple
Jay
and white, Bernie.
It was Jay and Jared's idea. I didn't have anything to do with this.
Okay.
Happy Hanukkah.
Okay, same to you.